Das ist schon das Buch. Wir beginnen, der Karin darf, das ist das Darf Kuf Beis. Wir beginnen nochmal, beginnen das Master, beginnen zu der Gemara. Ger, don es chavir, dva ter. According to biblical law, a convert could judge his fellow, which Pesach B'Kohen Rashi explains how the Vashar that's for capital punishment, which Tosha Beinir, that does not seem to be correct. It takes after Bachitz, like I wrote in Paragachitz, on the Fem Hei, on my Beis. We hear that we're saying a Ger could judge his fellow Ger is talking about monetary law. And it says over there that for monetary law, a Ger could judge even the Yisrael. That's by Ger that his mother is Jewish, as the Gemara says over here, that such a Ger could judge a Jew. But if his mother's not Jewish, then even for monetary law, could only judge his fellow Ger, but not for Din and the Fashas. So next says, Master begins the Gemara, Lin Chalit or Gani Chalit. It's actually of Imam Yisrael until his father and his mother is a Jew, which Pirish just explains, meaning, what does it mean? It doesn't really mean you need both. It means Pirish, but Imam Leisagit, even if his mother's Jewish, which for some things that's enough, Leisagit's not enough, actually, he got of Yisrael only if it also his father's Jewish. But you don't need both. But just to have his father Jewish is enough. Because even to have lineage regarding kuhuna, it's enough if his father is a Jew. So here it doesn't have to mean both. It just means it's not enough for the mother. You have to have also or only that of the father. Now, Hikshari, the re-ask. The perk number Naira in Bixubis of Dalm Beis, Omer Gabi Naim Rasa. The Gemara says within regarding a detailed discussion regarding Naim Rasa, an engaged maiden. The Pasuk says, because she has committed this atrocity amongst the Jewish people, that being Mizana with this man, that if, when it says, what do you mean, Yisrael, if her conception and her birth was in sanctity, meaning her mother was Jewish on both those stages, Yisrael is Mal Yasi, then she's a bona fide Jewish woman. Now, what's difficult to the read is, over here, we find regarding Chalitza, the Pasuk says B'Yisrael. And we exclude, to judge Chalitza, someone that the Hirasa Lagdasa was B'Kedusha. Meaning, that's not enough that the mother was Jewish when she conceived him and gave birth. You need to have that his father was also Jewish and not a Ger. Now, I think Mark Subas, it sounds like that where his Hirasa was B'Kedusha, you would not exclude from a Yisrael. To the contrary, see, she's Yisraelis. So that's a source of tears. He answers, Kibn Eidasa, Belay Dasa, Begdusha. Now, regarding the Naim Eidasa, since Lemaisa, her conception, her birth was in a state of sanctity, Israel is Mayasi. She's a regular Jewish woman. Im Kain, if that's the case, Lachalitza Gerim Nami, regarding the Chalitza of the children of Gerim also, Kibn Eidasa, Belay Dasa, Begdusha, since the pregnancy and the birth was in a state of sanctity, Hav Nami, so Malia. You're right, that would also make a bona fide Jewish person. And we would say, which is Sayyid Tasim Alecha, that that would be considered. Now, if the mother's not Jewish, even though the conception of the birth was in the state of Kedusha, then he cannot do Chalitza even if they're the sons of a Gerim because of a different problem, because of the Ked of Achicha. And if that's the case, then Belav, then without exclusion of Mim B'Nikrish might be Yisrael. Nafka Pasul Ger Lechalitz Gerim, even where the Hirasam was with Kedusha, Ashtay Imim Yisrael, until his mother is Jewish. Because you need to have from amongst your brothers, which that's not the case over here. Therefore, since we have the extra word be Yisrael, Islam Lemedrish, so we expound the Benikrish might be Yisrael, that means to say Ashtay Ovim Yisrael, until his father is a Jew, because you already know the mother from Keravachicha. But Fizeh, based on this, that the son of the Gerim is excluded because he's not Mekar V'chicha, so Achlemi have to say, did Rav Shmuel by Yehuda that he said on himself on the previous daf, Kafalvam Beis, that he's Pazim Achalitza because the Pazim of Yisrael, and not because he's not included Mekar V'chicha. So obviously, he says, Taisa, I mean, Yisrael. Obviously, his mother was Jewish. That's what we need to exclude from Yisrael, only that one was in Yisrael. But the sons of Gerim, that's excluded because he's not from Mekar B'Checha. But Taisa says, yeah, of course, if Harasim was Mekedusha, that would make the person Yisrael. It's only over here because you have Mekar B'Checha, and then you have him be Yisrael. That's what we'd make the drash over here, Bechalitza, to say that the father has to be Jewish. Next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, how did not feel like a Tchila? Truth is, that it even wouldn't be like a Tchila. But I don't say, since we had the Halacha by Sefer, regarding that Halacha is Ipsoli Medievet, so what we're saying, the Kasha, the Rashi is also saying, but it's really even like a Tchila. Says Taisa, it's a wonder. Because even according to the one that holds, that you cannot do Chalitza initially with a Minal. So we're saying, according to him, it makes sense. Why? Tishlei Seifa. The Seifa is difficult for him also, because he's telling me one of the cases we say in the Mishnah and the Seifa is Besandal just by Ekev Kasha. If the sandal, the hard leather shoe, has a heel, it's going to be Kasha. Now, that wording, Mashma sounds like a Tchilalai, but initially not. Everyone agrees sandal That's the primary one. Obviously, because the Sefer says, there's no heel that's going to be possible. The Yevon is not going to be a Kurdish. We say the Reisha also Lashon Yevon. So why are you asking only on that other Manda Amr? So there's something you can say. We could have said, and according to your reasoning, it's not difficult. So you're right. It would have been difficult on him too. Yeah, and he's always on my table. Which Bisham goes, actually the Bishama's gear is actually Shulchani Hayisi Beidi. I was a money changer. It can be read Shulchani, not Shulchani, that I was a money changer in my city. And on my table, yeah, he was constantly being there, which you could say that he was changing money, not necessarily eating by his house. Next says Master Bigla Digmar Khichotsim Minal, or you think you're the Khalitza with a shul? And some Gemaras have in the parentheses, which says Veloigersin, not to have the text. Vataramantar says Na Aloy, Veloy Min Aloy. The one should not have that here. Second, which appears because like Rashi explains in detail, because Minal is not even a biblical word to say it's being excluded from Naloy. Naloy actually includes a Minal too and a sandal. And the Gemara Yudahoi going Machim and Swami deletes it from the text, but Tesefta and also the Tesefta, those words are not there. You're right. The reason why it's actually possible is only Gzer Daban because of if the soft leather shoe will tear on the top, which won't be valid. But says I'm going to say the Tanim is a Pergatol, and what we learn, and the Pergatol on Shabbos after Malaf on the Bay is like Tetzis Shabbos Minal Merupet. A woman is not going out on Shabbos with this torn shoe. It's not considered valid as a shoe on to go on Kosher Shabbos. It's going to be considered carrying. But like Tetzis, shouldn't do Chalitz with it. Now, but Mechol Tzivish did Chalitz with the Chalitz, so it's valid. What I mean, then aren't we saying in our Gemara that would be possible? Sometimes this is what you can say is the husband in Manupit called Kashleyhudal Lenin, but there it's not torn so much that you can't even close it. And therefore, but the other will be kosher in contrast over here, which can be possible even with the other. The next says Mazda begins with the word Digmav, I've got this Bechomarta. Now, even though there is a Chomarta, which keeps it closed, but Katrin may necessarily tie it because we want to make sure it's done the right way. Which Taisis brings Bishami, Bepirik, and Yazin, the Rishami in this parak, the text is like this. So, how is exactly this procedure of Chalitz actually done? So you tie the shoe until he can walk by himself and he's not afraid that the shoe is going to fall off. And he says, you make a bow that she could untie it with one hand. So you just pull the bow and it unties. Now, so what does she do? So she unties it with her right hand, but she holds on to the shoe with the left hand. Now she pulls off the heel with the right hand, but and she drags it out with the left hand. Until ultimately you're having both the untying and the pulling off the shoe with the right hand. That's up until this is the words of Yisham. Now, so it says to me, however, Nagu Likshur hate the Bekesh Gama. However, the custom is to tie it on very tight. And that you also have to untie with the right hand, like we said from the Yisham. Now, even though we don't find that it's invalid being done with the left hand, and we only find the left is problematic with the foot of the Yavam, Al Biyad, but with the hand, it's valid to do the Chalitim with the left hand. I mean, number the common beside Pirkei Tzot, we see later on at the end of the paragraph of Kofei Amarav Gidemis. That she doesn't have hands. Chalitz b'shenai she can do chalitz with her teeth. Mashmad lemipslo im lechalitz beyond the min. It sounds like, of course, not going to be possible if you don't do chalitz with the right hand. But from the Yerushalmi, we see that one should be particular and try to do it with the right hand.